And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mac Van Zanti and Marvin Bacon join us on today's program to talk about the Trojan Two-Man Tournament.
A local tournament that was formed last year to benefit high school golfers and programs around the area. First of all, let our listeners know about the inspiration of that cause and why it was so important in getting this tournament up and running.
Well, both of us played high school golf here in Marion County. Marvin Bacon played at Pleasantville, and I played it with Pella High. I'm a current teacher and a golf coach with the Pella Community School District, so we wanted a way to give back to the programs that we were a part of, and that's kind of how it started last year.
Yeah. I mean, we played in the same format in multiple tournaments around the state over the last probably 8 years now, and being from Pleasantville, and I'm actually on the board now there too, just kind of wanted to bring something to our hometown because we don't really have a lot of fundraising stuff for the actual men and girls golf program in Pleasantville. So we thought this would be a great way to raise money for the program since they don't have a lot of fundraising stuff for that.
Well, and my understanding is that that fundraising has already borne out some fruit and that there were some pretty impressive projects done in Pleasantville specifically.
Yeah. So, I mean, last year we raised about $2,500 from the tournament alone, and we actually got a boost from the Booster Club, actually donated, matched it, and donated an additional $2,500. So they had $5,000 to go into this spring with for anything that they wanted. I know that they talked last year that they were wanting to get either a simulator or a push carts for the boys and girls too. So,
well, Mac, as somebody who's been around this game a long time, and it's a game that's really fun, but it's also got a pretty high entry point. So in terms of cost, in terms of just getting engaged, the more opportunities for students, it sounds like the better, right? So this tournament is, A way for kids to play or even the supporters of these kids, but B, just to open up more opportunities overall.
That was our biggest change from last year to this year. We added a high school flight to kick off the tournament. We really wanted to showcase all the schools in the county and the golfers. And so we're starting this year by allowing golfers with their family or friends to come out, play in a high school flight. They can earn Kinley's gift cards so they can keep their amateur status and go purchase whatever they want with their winnings. It's a good way to showcase the different schools and to get them all involved. So they're all going to be going against each other in a tournament format, and that's going to be really fun this year.
We're here talking about the Trojan Two-Man Tournament coming up here in Marion County, benefiting high school golf programs. And each of you, of course, as you mentioned, played here at high school level and still, I'm sure, play today. Why is the game so important to you? And what and part of that, why is it then so important to make sure kids have the same opportunities or better opportunities than you had while playing?
I just think that, you know, I was fortunate enough to play in college too. And so, like, I've been playing the game at a young age. So it just really benefited me just knowing how much the game means to me and how much it's grown in my life personally and, you know, professionally. You know, I've always had a competitive drive, and that drive just kind of keeps me going every day. But at the same time, like, having the passion for something and wanting to get better and keep growing, I think golf's a really good way to do that.
The reason we like this format so much is if you were to go out on a normal weekend and play golf with your buddies, you're going to keep your own score, you're going to play your own ball, and the difference between tournament golf, a traditional best ball format, is, you know, you take the best shot all the time and you always go to that ball and you don't get to play your own ball. In our format, you play your own ball for the entire hole and you take the best score between you and your partner. So it's just a way to go out with your buddies, play some regular golf like you're just out on a regular weekend, but also have a tournament aspect to it. And I think that's why this format, we love it so much and we play in it all year. And we want to promote that here in the county as a different way to run a tournament that a lot of people have never played before.
So let's explain then some of the nuts and bolts of this tournament. How does it work? Obviously, the high school kids are very much involved, especially spreading it to these schools. But how does this whole process work of getting yourself into this and getting ready for actual playing, right? Because I think a lot of people have already signed up, a lot of sponsors are already behind it. But what's kind of the process behind this all?
We have a lot of different things we've added this year. We have a Friday par 3 event that's going to be going on for anyone who doesn't want to play the whole weekend. You can come out up to the course on Friday. You pay the course directly. Part of those proceeds go directly to the schools. You can come out and play 9 holes, and it's a singles event. And then Saturday and Sunday, you go out and play your own ball Saturday with your partner. You write the best score for each hole, and at the end of the day Saturday, everyone is flighted, and your flight is locked in for Sunday. So then Sunday, you know exactly where everyone is. Everyone ends up within one or two shots of each other in their flight. We only had one flight under par last year, so I think some of the reasons people don't sign up for tournaments is they think, I'm not good enough to play in this. Our last flight shot a 90 on their first day and in the 80s on the second day. It doesn't take a huge number. It's just a fun way to promote the game of golf. People can win some money, but and ultimately we're supporting the schools, and that's the big thing. And if we can help programs like Melcher Dallas, like Pleasantville, that may not have the funds and resources like Appella might, that's kind of the goal, is to spread the wealth around in the county and just grow the game throughout the entire county.
And within that piece, too, I'm sure just grow excitement around those programs, right? Because I think, mm-hmm. you know, spring sports, a lot of us get caught up in track and field in particular. I'm one of those guys. I got pictures on this wall from the Blue Oval, right? But golf is a game that I think that, you know, has had a recent resurgence. It's obviously with two now major professional leagues and mm-hmm. a lot of intrigue with what Tiger Woods has been doing in the offseason, so to speak. You know, how important is it for you guys to really emphasize that for our overall community and to welcome them into what's happening in our high school programs?
I think that's the biggest thing for me, is I've seen the high school participation numbers dwindle, even at schools like Pella. And so when I talk to the Melcher Dallas golf coach and he says, I have 10 total boys and girls out for golf, and they really have never invested directly into golf. If we can do that and take that burden off and provide push carts, clubs, new jerseys, that's going to promote kids that say, hey, I don't have golf clubs myself, but if I'm able to get a golf membership by going out for golf with the Melcher Dallas golf team, if we can help provide that, that's great, and that's what's going to grow the game for the youth.
And then on the flip side of that, too, it's just like I think that it's kind of harder for kids to get involved in golf at times, and that's just because mm-hmm. the Iowa Golf Association, I mean, or the high school association is that, because, you know, these kids that are playing or girls that are playing in softball and baseball, you know, they have to split their time with practices and stuff because that kind of gets going towards the end of the school year. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've known kids in Pleasantville go play golf and then they go to baseball practice, and then golf and baseball intertwine together, so swings mm-hmm. kind of mesh and stuff, but it's growing the game. I think a lot changed when we had COVID. I mean, more people were getting outside and getting excited about it. So, and that was a really bad thing that happened, but it grew the game of golf, and just hopefully it keeps going.
All right. Tell our listeners how they can get involved, when this whole deal is, and the various ways they can participate.
We have a Facebook page, Trojan Two Man, that has a link to all of our events. We have a couple fundraisers going on for the school right now with the Iowa Cubs tickets that we are selling. You can send us an email, which is linked right on our Facebook page, and I believe will be on the KRLS website. We have just under 20 spots remaining. We have a lot of sponsors on board, and we have more sponsors that are joining that might take some of those spots. So if you do want a spot or a way to get involved, you can come out to the golf course. Our event is at the end of May, on May 30 and June 1. If you want to come out that day and purchase a raffle ticket, all of that money goes directly to the schools. You can come out and support us that way as well.
Once again, that was Marvin Scott and Mac Van Zanny discussing the Trojan Two-Man Tournament.